the trauma of one kind or another is going to come to all of us sooner or later. Mm-hmm. Second of all, that it is possible to move through and beyond the trauma, and that there's evidence for that. And then I start with teaching some basic techniques to bring us back into physiological and psychological balance. And you mentioned two of them. One is slow, deep breathing, which our viewers and listeners can do right now, just breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth with the belly soft and relaxed. And doing that for 5 or 10 minutes, what happens is we balance out the fight or flight response. And fight or flight is a perfectly natural response. It's life-saving in an acute emergency. But when it continues over weeks, months, years, it becomes debilitating because we're always in that tense or poised to fight or to run as if there were a threat to our lives when the threat may be long over. And the threat in any case may not be physical at all. It's an emotional threat. But if we can begin to come into balance, and slow, deep, soft belly breathing is a very easy, non-denominational, non-threatening way to do it. You don't need to pay any money or change your clothes or change your religion, or just breathe slowly and deeply and say the words soft as you breathe in and belly as you breathe out. Let your belly be soft and relaxed. Activates the vagus nerve, which is the antidote to the fight or flight response. Quiets fear and anger in the amygdala, a portion of the emotional brain, stimulates parts of the frontal cortex that make it easier to think clearly, to be self-aware, to have compassion for other people. Makes it easier when the vagus nerve is stimulated, makes it easier to read other people's facial expressions, to tune into what they're saying. So that's first technique. Second technique is the one that you mentioned also, the shaking and dancing, which often causes little self-consciousness, a little merriment among the people who do it. Basically, you get up, you stand up, if you can stand. If you can't stand, you can do it sitting. If you can stand, you stand up with your knees a little bit bent, and you start shaking from your feet up through your knees and chest and shoulders and head. And what this does is, first of all, it helps to break through the fight or flight response, but it also, perhaps even more importantly, helps to break up the fixed patterns that come from the freeze response. So when we're traumatized, if it's a situation where we can sort of do something, or then we go into fight or flight, we try our best to do something about the situation. If we're completely overwhelmed and the situation is inescapable, an assault, a rape, a child who's being abused, if we stay in a situation like that, for example, an abusive relationship where we're constantly overwhelmed, we feel we can't leave, then we just shut down. And our body may collapse. We may fall to the ground. We may just be tight. Our thinking is kind of hemmed in. We can't connect with other people. We're putting out endorphins to protect ourselves against the pain. Again, this is a life-saving response. Now, we humans stay in the freeze response, again, for weeks, months, years. You see this so often when people have been raped, see it when they've been assaulted terribly, see it in a lot of military people. Shaking and dancing. Shake for 5, 6, 10 minutes, whatever you want. Pause for a couple minutes. Just be aware of your body and your breath. And then put on some other music that's inspiring and energizing. It's very freeing for people. And then from there, once people are in more of a state of physiological balance or know how to get into that state, then we can use all the other techniques.
Hello, this is Lynn Fraser with the Killaby Center Radical Recovery Summit. We are so excited to bring you the lineup for January 10th to 19th, 2020. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to see the new headliners for 2020 and to sign up. You can watch free January 10th to 19th, or buy an all-access pass.